Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You find yourself here in our show if you've been out here in Madison and you scored that date that you thought was going to be the first of many dates, but it doesn't happen that way because whoever you go out with, well, they don't call you back.
Why?
That's what we're here to find out.
Yeah.
Why?
Sucks.
So we're on with Danny this morning. Hi, Danny.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Oh, hi. I love your name, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Danny for
Thank
girl.
Thank you so much.
That's cute. That's my sister's name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
It is. It is. Hers is we call her Danny. It's short for Danielle. So anyway, you went on a date with a guy.
Yes. His name's Brad. Yes. We went out for drinks, and we watched the Badger game at Great Dane, and it was so great. We just clicked, you know, we had a really good time and good conversation, and I ended up inviting him back to my place.
Whoa!
And
get it, girl. Yeah, get it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Look at her.
All right, so you guys, for like a drink or whatever, and to continue the fun you're having after the
nightcap, you know, a little Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And then I asked him if he wanted to, you know, like take a bath with me.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You actually said, do you want to take a bath with me?
Woo.
Yeah. He seemed open to it.
Yeah.
It was a really good time.
Of course he did.
Did you even get the words me out before he was naked and ready to be up in the bathtub? I mean, come on. What?
I mean, he seems pretty eager. I don't really know what the problem was. The only issue that I've experienced is that he's now not calling me back.
Weird. Okay.
All right. Let's go back to the bath thing.
Oh my God, you're a pervert.
I have to
he
cover
needs to
this.
Vision this. Okay.
I have to cover
you
this.
Do,
people
you do.
Listening right now are wondering. They want to know more details. So first of all, is this like a normal move for you, the bath thing, or is that just something that you were feeling?
I was just feeling it, and
yeah.
I just wanted to relax, and it felt like a good inroad, and I just offered it, and he didn't say no.
It's not stupid. I mean, come on. Well, did you do was it like the bath, like the bath bomb, and the candles?
Do you have jets? Did you put the jets on?
And the rose petals? I mean, was it that kind of a thing?
Candles.
I do have a big bathtub, but I don't have jets.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
That's
all right. So after the quote unquote bath, is that another code word for something? So you guys took a bath together, did it? Anything else happen?
I mean, we did end up making out on my couch while we watched something on Netflix. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I mean, but did he get to home plate or what? So I'm just trying to figure out why he's not. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah,
there's. Hey.
I thought it was a grand slam. I haven't heard from him.
A grand slam.
Listen, I ain't mad at you, girl. I'm just trying to get all the details. As a guy, I'm trying to figure out what is wrong with this guy.
Yes.
And I thought maybe if it didn't come to completion, that might be a reason guys, you know, be like, oh, well, I did all that, but not. But apparently that's not it. So, all right. So he left, late that night, the next day, and then you haven't heard from him or what? How did you guys leave it?
Yeah, he left early the next morning, and we said, let's hang out again soon. You know, let's go on another date. And I texted him, like, a cute little joke, and then he never responded back. And I'm like, oh, God, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I just figured, I need to call you guys, and maybe you can help me figure this out.
First, oh, my gosh, I hope you don't feel used.
Here's what we're going to do, Danny. We're going to get Brad on the phone. He's not going to know you're there. We'll talk to him, and we'll see if we can't get some light and shed it on the situation here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, girl. Good luck.
Calling Brad.
Hello?
Brad!
Yeah.
Thank God you're alive.
Woo!
Thank God you're alive, Brad.
No excuses, Brad.
Brad. Hi. This is actually Marco and Krista.
Yes.
And we are live on 93.1 Jams right now. It's the radio station here in Madison that you listen to, maybe, hopefully. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I do listen to you guys.
All right. Well, we're actually on a segment, Brad, called Second Date Update. where you've been out with somebody and things have gone very well, according to them, but for whatever reason, they don't get a call back. Yeah. And so what we do is we call and try to figure out what's going on. And so you went out on a great date with Danny. Remember Danny?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, was that a chuckle of happiness?
Chuckle,
or
love chuckle?
Yeah, love chuckle. Why are you calling her back, man?
So, yeah, the thing with you and Danny and the stuff with the Badger game and back to her house.
She's a great girl.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. She is. You know, and, you know, we had a good time at the game. We had a good time at Great Dane, you know. And, yeah. So,
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you already talked to her, I mean, you don't know anything, do you?
Well, we do know there was a fantastic ending to the date.
Yeah, we don't know. There was one thing, but I don't know if I want to talk to you guys about it. I mean, it's
sure you do.
Off.
What do you mean? What do you mean it was off?
All right. Well, look, you know, we got hot and heavy. I mean, there's nothing. You know, that's what happened, and you know, there was a she made a suggestion of a bubble bath. And,
yeah.
You know, it's Yeah, I mean,
you're so lucky.
Probably hitting on all cylinders as far as just, you know, where this was going to go. There was a major problem. She smelled.
What?
She smelled.
And not like BO smelled, like, you know, the other one.
Oh gosh! Oh no!
Hold on a second. What do you mean the other one, Brad?
You know, hoo ha, Cupid's cupboard. You know, the vertical bacon sandwich. That thing.
I've never heard that before.
The bacon sandwich.
Okay. That's
look, and I gotta be honest. I mean,
oh
she
my god,
is smoking. She is like gorgeous.
She sounds hot, guy. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I gave it the old college try.
Oh my gosh. You weren't drunk enough.
Oh my god.
I mean, she's great, but I just I tried.
Wait, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. I gotta tell you, Brad, that Danny's actually Danny's actually on the phone with us. Danny.
Oh honey, I'm so sorry. She hung up. I would hang up too.
Did she really?
Yeah, she did. She's embarrassed.
Brad, are you still there?
I'm technically sort of here. I can hear you guys like way off in the distance.
Well, she was listening to us the entire time. I'm sure she's humiliated.
She's back. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm so embarrassed, you guys.
I feel horrible.
And is that why you hung up? You're back. You're back with Brad on the phone here.
Oh my god, I can't even talk anymore. Like, how do you talk about this?
Well. He's mad at you. Listen, first of all, this is a natural thing. I mean, right? It's pH balance stuff. Happens all the time.
Summer's Eve works great.
Happens all the time. So, Danny, obviously to hear that, you must have been mortified when Brandon. We tried to cut that off, but it didn't. Did you realize kind of maybe that?
No, she doesn't. Because
here's the thing. She was in the bath, so I'm thinking maybe. You know, maybe you went to the gym earlier or something. You're like, I got to take a quick bath. We can turn this into a whole, I'll get in the bathtub.
Well, you're right. There are times when you do know, that's for sure.
You know what I mean? So I didn't know if that.
No, I got it.
Or is that something, is this the first time you're ever hearing of this, Danny?
Oh my gosh. I feel horrible for
quite
her.
Honestly, we as women, we always face this at some point or
honey.
Another.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not foreign to half of our population.
Right.
But. You know, I mean, I just thought a bath would be nice. I mean, yeah, I hadn't taken a shower that day. I took it the night before.
Yeah.
I had worked out, and then I you know, like, things accumulate. I'm really sorry. I feel so embarrassed right now. But at the same time, we ended up taking a bath. It's not like...
Well, yeah. Danny, girl, let's not hold back and let the guys know you're sweaty are a problem yourself.
Oh, my God.
Can we all talk about that?
Can we?
That's right. Let's talk about that.
No, we can't really because I've had to beep out most of this. all right. So, I mean, listen, if a grown man, you know that happens.
Oh, my gosh.
This is all, you know, hygiene stuff. And listen, guys and girls, you're right. There are guys that smell terrible because they do stuff. They don't have great hygiene. And it doesn't sound.
Or your feet.
Yeah.
Or your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That is, and maybe it was just a one-time thing. So here's what we do on Second Date Update, Brad. If you, you know, listen, this sounded like you guys hit on all cylinders. It sounded like a great night. If you want to try it back over with Danny, I'll be happy to pay for another date for you. You can go out. You can take her out wherever you want. It'll be all on us here at the radio station. It won't cost you a dime, and maybe you can figure out if this was a one-time thing or not. And now that this is at least out there, you guys both know about it and whatever, and maybe it can go on. But if you want to go back out with Danny again, be happy to take care of the bill for you.
Do it.
What's amazing is how you just jumped right into that.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Like the previous conversation never just happened.
Yeah, I'm just writing that off as a one offer. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, it was a one offer. It just was one of the things that happened one time and Fine. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I was scrubbing my
Oh, good. Well, hey, that's the first start.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, you know,
it's going to be a clean date this time.
I'll take care of it. All right. All BS aside, Danny, I'm sorry you had to hear that from me like that. I didn't realize you were listening. That was a thing to say. And so, but I mean, I thought otherwise we had a really good time. Maybe we can sort this out somehow. I'm happy to go on another date with you. I'm not sure you'd want to after what I said, but.
Oh, look at that. And he's
that's
a gentleman
so nice.
On top of all this, Brad, you've got it all. So, Danny,
I think that it's good that the truth came out. I at the same time, I was extremely embarrassed, but I also really like you, and I had an awesome time, and I will, you know, do my best to keep that in check.
Look at that.
Hot and clean. Hot and clean.
And the good news is, at the end of the second date, you guys can go back and take a shower together.
Isn't that? Yay!
Catch Second Date Update, Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get
you're
some.
In her world now.
Did I hurt your feelings? Boo-hoo, call somebody who cares.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
You get your tough love at 610, 710, 810, and 910 every single morning right here with Marco and Krista and only on 93.1 Jams. You can hit us up on any social media by texting, by phone, by going to our website. We make it super easy. We got this from our Friends with Benefits member, Flora, who says, Siri, I have a new boyfriend, but I don't know if I want him to meet my kids yet.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not sure. How soon into a relationship, Siri, should I wait to introduce him to my kids?
You should wait to introduce your kids to your boyfriend for as long as possible. You don't need some psychopath guy who is just screwing around with you, also screwing with your kids too. Your kids don't need to get baggage from your awful Tinder hookups. I say wait to introduce your kids to him until your boyfriend posts a profile picture of the both of you together on Facebook. That is pretty much the modern day proposal. Once it is on a guy's Facebook, it is legit.
Yeah, Facebook official means really official, but
very true.
You know, you just can't.
You gotta wait, honey.
Gotta wait.
You gotta wait. You cannot bring someone in right away and infect your child like that. It's not good.
We got a question here from Daniel on Facebook who says, Siri, why on earth are people happy on Mondays? I mean, don't they know it's Monday? There's this guy at my work.
That's who's always that person?
Excited. What about it?
Mondays can go f*** off. And so can anybody who is excited for them.
Yes!
I can't stand it when people are super pumped for a Monday. Tone down the energy, peppy pants. This isn't a cheerleading tryout. It's an office that everyone hates being at. It is a Monday and everyone is close to stabbing someone with a pen. If you want the person to be you, keep being happy for no reason.
Yeah, keep being happy for no reason.
Peppy pants.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Hey, it's Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I can't take you right now.
I had a boss that would always do happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy really dude.
Happy punch in the face.
That's right.
Our message is from Simone, who says, Siri, I was partying last weekend and I have no idea if I did anything embarrassing or not because no one's talking to me. How can I tell if I did?
If you are asking the question of whether or not you embarrassed yourself last weekend at a party, you already know the answer to that question. You knew that you made a f***ing fool of yourself when you woke up the next day and had to play the game. Where did this mystery bruise come from? My guess is that you could find about 50 different embarrassing videos and pictures of yourself on your friend's social media right now. Generally, when you act like a drunk idiot, your friends do the right thing and put you on the internet.
Yeah, the mystery bruise. That's always fun. You go out on a Friday night, you wake up Saturday, you're like, why am I bruised everywhere? Apparently, I fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, we know
why. Didn't even know that.
You wake up, and you're like, oh, God, I can't remember his name. But, hey, I got a nice bruise from him.
Oh, sweet.
Means it was
good.
You
wake up, you have no idea where you are. That's awesome.
It happens. It's called college.
That's exactly what it's called. We got a question here from Brianna, who's actually standing by on the phone with her question for Siri. Go ahead.
Siri, what do you think about bottomless fries?
Oh, snap. Bottomless French fries are the bomb diggity. They are the best invention since somebody came up with wrapping bacon around anything. To be fair, it might be the same person. Actually, I'm assuming it is. It would take a genius to find a way to make French fries better, and good news, the way to make French fries better is to make them unlimited. So simple, yet so brilliant. I wish I had a stomach. I'd eat so many that the country of Ireland would have another potato famine. Hot damn, I love French fries.
French fries are good. Only thing better is when they're bottomless. So good. You just get as many as you want. You just never stop eating. Then you look like this.
You're pretty on the inside, too.
It's a lot of me on the inside. A
lot on the outside, but pretty on the inside.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.